This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You are what? A morning person? A night owl? Middle of the day type, perhaps? I'm a morning guy. No question about it. Everybody's got that zone where they function best. A new study out of Georgetown University says your chronotype, that's the sciencey word for what time of day you are at your peak, can affect your decision-making at work, and not just whether to make another run for coffee or not. We're talking the big stuff here. Sally Herships has more.
Sometimes it can be hard to do the right thing, the ethical thing, especially if you're tired.
I've gone to people and I tell them, look, listen, I am too tired to deal with it right now. You need to leave or something bad's going to happen to you.
Chuck Collins is 38. He's not violent.
What's up, y'all? How you feeling? All right.
He's a bouncer and a comic book artist. It's 11:30 at night and we're standing outside the bar where he works in Soho. And then we should describe, you are not a small petite gentleman. But Colin says his muscles are mostly around just for backup.
This job is 99.9% psychological. You do get periods of time where people, they cannot be reasoned with. And you have to be able to be that guy.
The guy who, even if he's built like Collins and is mentally exhausted from dealing with overly friendly regulars, can still decide to do the right thing instead of the easy thing, which can be tough.
We know that ethical decisions are taxing.
Sunita Saw teaches business ethics at Georgetown's McDonough School of Business.
So we have limited cognitive resources and less self-control at certain times of the day.
She says our ability to be ethical and to do ethical work lines up squarely with our chronotype, our sense of morning or late night personness.
And this is important because it means that people can be ethical at one point in time and unethical at another point in time.
The same person, which calls the very fabric of the workday schedule, as we know it, into question. Morning people, says Saw, have an easier time being ethical in the morning. Night owls, you should be filling out expense reports and giving out advice to clients later in the day. Saw says employers should keep this in mind when they're making schedules. What time of day did you work on the results of your paper?
Well, we looked at our results at several times during the day.
Not on purpose, I saw, but because that's when it felt good. Our body clocks have a huge effect on the way we work as well as its quality.
To take a simple example, if you pull an all-nighter as a college student, some people the next morning are literally blithering idiots.
Dr. David Rappaport is director of the Sleep Medicine Center at NYU's Langone Medical Center. A lot of his patients don't have sleep disorders. They're shift workers. They work nights or other odd hours and have trouble adapting.
And so shift work is essentially temporary jet lag. And that's why people don't feel well or are unable to do it, or in the case of this ethics discussion, have a great deal of difficulty at one time, but less so at another.
Rappaport says some people deal with being out of sync with nature's clock better than others. According to Circadian, a consulting firm for companies which work 24/7, employees who cover the night shift cost an extra $10,000 a year each. They have more accidents, higher healthcare costs, and turnover rates. But there can also be a benefit to working against your body clock, which is what Marijke Veit and I did recently.
Whose idea was this?
I don't know. I think it was yours.
Oh, my God.
Veit is a psychology professor at Albion College in Michigan. It's 10 o'clock at night, which might not sound late, but both of us have been up since about 6 a.m. and we're both morning people. So we got a little zany.
Like right now, I feel like a cat, like when you dangle string in front of it and the cat is like, string.
Yep.
But Veit says that's the point. She says, imagine if you get a bunch of night owls at a breakfast meeting.
They're going to be much more distracted. They're going to be much more, you know, they might check their devices a bunch and they may doodle a lot more and think about the conversation they had last night, which may lead to something really creative.
Veit says it depends on what you want the outcome of your work to be. Dr. Rappaport says medicine and technology can help some workers sleep better. But if your biology doesn't let you do shift work, the best treatment is not to do it. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.